Paul, I must ask you about Always a Chance. It's a wonderful charity. Tell us just very briefly how it came about, but also what work you're doing going forward.
Yeah, obviously it was born out of quite very tragic circumstances. Two of my best friends were murdered in Florida last year in April while on holiday. But they were such inspiring people to us that we didn't want to end there, really. We wanted to create a legacy for them and create something that they'd be proud of and we could be proud of. And we weren't quite sure what direction to go in other than to set up a charity. And then we looked at working with young people, and we kind of saw that the issues that create situations that we're in stem from young people not having opportunity and not having a platform to really achieve. So we provide some funding for victim support, but also projects which work with young people who are at high risk of becoming involved with violent crime. Those that have been expelled from school, those that are perhaps involved with minor crime, and those that have come out of custodial care. And the idea is to try and confront them with consequences of actions and try and get into a situation where they can make a real positive life choice. And then hopefully we then lead them back into work, education or training.
It's a great ambition. How successful have you been in raising money and starting to achieve the aims that James and James would be proud of?
Well, we're only a year old, but we're really, really pleased with how it's gone the first year. The first year mainly was about consultation and fundraising. We've raised £155,000 in that first year, and we've met with some amazing people that are carrying out the kind of projects and have the same ambitions and objectives that we do. We just started the first pilot projects this summer working with young people in Northamptonshire. And so we're looking now for year two to actually deliver the projects that we want to deliver and actually start affecting the change in young people.